Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena Sam.
Hey, I'm back.
You're back. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, always a good start to the Friday.
What are we talking about in the world of television today?
So we're talking about a TV show which is streaming on Amazon Prime Video called Them.
Them.
So I saw trailers for this and it instantly gave me Jordan Peele, Get Out and Us vibes.
Okay, right.
It's a series set in the 1950s during the Great Migration of black families from the South to the... Never eat soggy east. sorry, I don't know my American geography very well. And this family called the Emerys move to Los Angeles.
Okay, right.
After a...
So that's the west.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn, okay. I did the never ever eat soggy wheat books thing though.
Yeah, so. I was like, oh yeah, he knows what he's talking about here.
Oh, East Coast is New York then, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
There we go.
I'm dumb.
no,
I can't
not.
Read a map. Anyway, so they go to Los Angeles, and after a great tragedy, which I won't spoil because it's in the first scene, but it's quite sad,
okay.
Where something bad happens to them. Anyway, they move to this predominantly white neighborhood in Compton in the 1950s, and they get, obviously, a lot of racism from the neighbors that they have.
Right, yeah.
One of the motifs in the show is... the white neighbors basically just staring at them all the time, or like standing outside their house and just staring at them, like congregating in packs. And it's really, really unsettling and unnerving. And I must say that this show is also created by a black creator and a predominantly black production team.
Okay.
I did my research to make sure that was the case because, you know, there is this kind of torture, revenge porn thing that's going on, or that can be seen to go on in like these kind of TV shows where it's like, actually, like, is it helpful or not helpful? And I've seen lots of critiques of the show highlighting black violence and whether it's actually helpful to the community or not. And that's something that I'm not really best placed to speak on, but it's definitely something to like think about in the back of your brain when you go and watch the show. And also very heavy trigger warning because the show is very violent,
right?
And does have some really unsettling scenes.
And obviously it's dealing with very explicit racism, which is pretty full noise to watch as well.
Exactly. Episode 5 especially, and episode 9 very, very hundies. I was actually shaking during episode 5. It was so unnerving and unsettling. Not to say that this show, while dealing with racism, also deals with the supernatural. The family are getting haunted in the house they move into, and I will say that the supernatural elements don't really pay off as well as they should. They're not as scary as you'd like them to be, but I think that might be deliberate by the director because he wants to show that the racism that's happening outside
scarier.
Their doors is scarier. And I really enjoyed the show. Like, I blazed through 10 episodes this week and I really, really enjoyed it. Purely because I think the cast does an amazing job with the material they've got. Alison Pill plays a white neighbor who is just the worst. Her name's Betty and she just has this like vitriolic hate.
Ugh.
But then also she has like a really subtle backstory that kind of plays out, which doesn't excuse her at all. She's still the villain throughout the whole thing, so do not give her any compassion because she's awful. And then also, I just want to get this name right, so I'm looking at IMDb. Sorry, team. Deborah Aorindi.
Deborah Aorindi, yeah.
She plays Lucky, the matriarch of the family, and she is just amazing in this.
She's a cool actress, eh? She's a real woman.
So
yeah,
good.
Real hard
so
out.
Good. And even the child actors do a really good job. Like, it's really, really well done, the performances that they all give. And obviously, we can't talk about a show like this without mentioning that, like, Dante Wright and Black Lives Matter is a really prominent issue at the moment. So whether you're triggered by that kind of stuff, it's definitely not the show for you because this show doesn't do anything to really comment on racism further than just showing it, I would say.
So is that what, I guess, like the resounding criticism of the show that you've been reading online is? Because it is interesting when you say it's, you know, created by a predominantly like black writing team, black production crew, but still seems to be getting some flack from inside the community saying, is this the show that we need to be making at the moment or thinking about at the moment?
Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely the debate that I think happens across a lot of this type of media, whether it's any minority community, because it's that thing where if you're in a minority community, you already know about all the bad things that have happened. And you have an opinion on whether you want to see it or not and whether it's actually helpful or hurtful to the community. And there has been some critiques to the series creators, Lena Waithe and Little Marvin. I've heard of Lena Waithe, but not Little Marvin. Kind of critiquing them and being like, are you just making money off the plight? Like, is this actually helpful? But then I don't see Jordan Peele getting the same critiques, but then his movies don't really have as much of this kind of torture porn element to it, I think.
Yeah, Jordan, I don't know, Jordan Peele's such a genius, eh? It's pretty hard to walk away from those without feeling like your brain's gone.
Yeah, totally. And this show doesn't do much of that. It's kind of just more that tense anxiety and then a lot of some quite horrific violence. And I guess because I'm also a horror movie fan who likes gore and stuff like that, that kind of speaks to me, but wouldn't speak to everyone else.
Okay, so this is a, like, watch if it sounds like you, but also maybe read about it as well and understand the context that's going on at the same time.
Definitely. In episode 5 and episode 9, I cannot say enough, please, when the trigger warning pops on screen, just consider it, because I was like affected, because there's a scene in episode 5 that's just like horrific and gross and really just, I don't know. I can see the critiques from that episode, totally. Episode 9 as well. But I also say that this show does really cool things with editing, and I don't really comment on editing and cinematography and stuff like that because I'm not qualified. but there's some really cool shots that does like dioptic shots and like Quentin Tarantino style zooms and some really fun editing that I really enjoy because it just speaks to like the 90s kind of filmmaking style that I kind of grew up with. So
okay,
I get
like
a bit of nostalgia from this kind of like editing, and it really is quite fun. And if you watch it, you'll see what I mean. But like just random scenes shot in red for no reason, or like a dioptic shot that shouldn't be there, or the camera just switching from, you know, rectangle to square just for no reason. And I just, you know, it speaks to me and I like that kind of stuff.
So it sounds like a real mixed bag of a show.
Oh, definitely. And like I watched the whole thing and I enjoyed it, but I can definitely see the critiques, and I don't think it plays out from episode 1 to episode 10 in a very well done way. I think there are like, it's a bit sloppy, and the resolution, I think you're kind of like, okay, this is a resolution. And episode 9 is a flashback episode, which is always annoying in a 10-part season.
And you're like, I was nearly there, and now you've taken us all the way back.
So I watched episode 8 on Tuesday night, and I was like, I've got to go to bed. It's 10:30, I've got to go to bed. So I went to bed, and I was like, I'll have 2 episodes to watch tomorrow, and it'll be all good. Because if I had stayed up and watched one more episode, then I'd have 1 episode to watch during the day, and that would have killed me.
Yeah.
And then I got home, and I watched episode 9, and I was like, hurry up. I wonder what's happening.
Get me to the final
episode. You can't
do
a cliffhanger and then do a flashback. Because
no.
That just hurts.
Ruins the whole thing, eh?
Yeah.
Well, this is called Them. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a watch with caution, and give it a good Google and do some reading as well, kind of a review today.
Definitely. I mean, if it sparks conversation, then that's also something that
it is.
Can be said for it.
Totally. Hey, Sam, thank you so much.
Hey, no worries.
Have a lovely weekend.
You too.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.
All right.